Trump on Memorial Day, we will always be thinking of you. By Hannah Blow on May 30, 2022. Former President Donald Trump on Monday offered a Memorial Day message, thanking the brave men and women of the country who paid the ultimate price and making it abundantly clear that they will never be forgotten. His brief remarks were pointed, contrasting President Joe Biden, who used the day to push for gun control and pay homage to Ukraine. Happy Memorial Day. God bless all of those who fought and worked so hard to build, and now save, our country, Trump wrote in a Monday post on Truth Social. Many brave and beautiful souls were willing to make the ultimate sacrifice. Please know that you are cherished, loved, and respected by all Americans, and much of the world. We are with you and will always be thinking of you and all you have done to make America great. He exclaimed. Trump's Memorial Day message preceded the remarks Biden made to reporters, using the patriotic holiday to continue to push for gun control. The Constitution, the Second Amendment was never absolute, the president told reporters on one of the most patriotic days of the year. I think things have gotten so bad that everybody is getting more rational about it. You couldn't buy a cannon when the Second Amendment was passed and you couldn't go out and purchase a lot of weapons, he claimed, even though that has been repeatedly fact-checked as a false assertion. The .22 caliber bullet will lodge in the lungs and we can get it out. A 9mm bullet blows the lung out of the body, Biden said, contending that there is no rationale for a high-caliber weapon in terms of self-protection, hunting. The great irony behind Biden's remark includes the fact that his own son lied to obtain a firearm in 2018 by failing to disclose he had a drug problem, the New York Post reported. As Breitbart News detailed, Hunter has never been charged with wrongdoing with regard to that lie, and the weapon has disappeared. In a 2019 text message, Hunter revealed the FBI had gotten involved in the case. Speaking about Hallie Biden, his former sister-in-law turned lover, Hunter said she threw the gun into a grocery store dumpster in Wilmington, Delaware. Another string from Hunter's text says, and I freaked when I saw it was missing 10 minutes after she took it and when she went back to get it after I scared the SD out of her it was gone, which led to state police investigation of me. True story. Biden also delivered a Memorial Day speech at Arlington National Cemetery, in which he found it appropriate to pay homage to Ukraine for fighting back against Russia. Watch. In this moment, a war of aggression is once more being waged by Russia to snuff out freedom and democracy, the very culture and identity of neighboring Ukraine, Biden said. Freedom has never been free. Democracy has always required champions. Today, in the perennial struggle for democracy and freedom, Ukraine and its people are on the front line fighting to save their nation, he added.